Tes Zayin Shvat, Tuesday the 26th of January, Rabbi Menachem Lieberman, Tefillah.
Even though this week is Parshas Yisroi, but the Gemara in Arei Pesachim says that Havdalah is possible to make till Tuesday. The Sunday, Monday, Tuesday still belongs to the previous week. So I'd like to speak about the union of Tefillah, which is best. Tefillah, which is Negeh all, Negeh always, but also a point which is mentioned what we see in Parshas Beshalach. The Gemara says in Brochas, as well, Arba Tzrichim Chizuk. There's four things which always need continuous Chizuk, continuous input, always that a man should always sort of try and improve what he can do. And these four things, says the Gemara, is Torah, Masim Tovim is number two, is Mitzvahs, Tefillah is number three, and Derech Eretz, which is Midas Tovis, that's number four. So already in the times of the Amiroim, Tefillah needed Chizuk. All the more so in our times, we can definitely say that Tefillah is always the things which there's a room for Chizuk. In Parshas Beshalach, when the Yidden were just out of Mitzrayim already, and Paroi saw they weren't going back, so the pasuk says, "Uparoi hikriv." Paroi drew near, v'hinei b'nei Yisrael nosim einayim, and they see Paroi is traveling behind them. So the Medrash asks, Rashi also brings it down on the Parsha, what's the Loshon Paroi hikriv al pi diktuk? It should really say, "Uparoi korav." Paroi came near. Of course, hikriv means he drew others near. So Rashi brings already, Paroi hikriv means his amitz beyosa, special input, he pushed himself to go forward. The Medrash says differently. The Medrash says that Paroi hikriv es Yisrael l'tshuva she'osu. In fact, Paroi brought the Eden closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than they were before. And the Medrash carries on, Omer Brachia, Yofa hoisa krovas Paroi l'Yisrael mimeyat soimois umitfilois. The drawing near of Paroi to the Eden had more effect than 100 tarnis and 100 tfilis. Lomo, continues the Medrash, shikim sherodfu achreim, the Mitzrayim were chasing after the Eden, v'ra oisom, and they saw them, nisyaru ma'oid. They were very scared. V'tolu eneim lamorim, that's the only thing they could lift up their eyes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's v'hinei Mitzrayim, v'yisu b'nei Yisrael eseneim. That's also part of the Medrash of Yisu Yisrael eseneim, refers, they lifted up their eyes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shemaim, and they did tshuva, and they davened. And v'yitzuku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem, the Medrash says, the Eden saw that they were surrounded from all three sides. The Yam was in front of them. The Paroi was behind them, and the other side was the Midbar, the desert. So the only possibility where they could turn their eyes was they turned their eyes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they davened. The Yishtev, Yitzchak ben Yisrael el Hashem. Lom HaKadosh Baruch Hu kach, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that to him? Elo Shai HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misavelik Belosom. So the Medrash says that in fact, the point of Paroi chasing them was in fact an act done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sort of to channel the Eden really closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Medrash continues with a mashal, interesting mashal. The mashal says there was a king who was going on a journey, and there was a princess who was in distress. She was being attacked by robbers, and she cries out, "Bavakosha hatzileni, save me from the listim, from the robbers." The king hears, and he saves her. Afterwards, says the Medrash, "Bikesh lisa oisa leisha." He wanted to take her as a wife. He wanted that she should talk to him. She didn't want to talk to him. So what did the king do? He hired some more bandits to frighten her. And then she called out already. Oh, so he says, oh, that's what this king says. So that's what I wanted. I wanted to hear your voice. So the Medrash says, that is the nimshal here. While the Yidden were tzraim, there was no other way out. They cried out. They cried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayizaku b'nei Yisrael, vayarekim b'nei Yisrael. But once they started going out of there, v'yot chazokim Israeli tuyo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to hear them again, it wasn't that anymore, that madriga anymore. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do. He had to get Paro, sort of encourage Paro, v'chazak Hashem ha'zevar, encourage Paro to chase the Eden again, u'paro hikri, and then the Eden cried to Hashem. So that's what Rabbi Shimon says, yes, that's what I wanted. I wanted actually to hear you. So Rabbi Chaska Levenstein, and others as well, the point Rabbi Tesla talks about as well, from here you see this important yesoid. Tefillah is not sometimes just a means of getting your request. Yeah, we'll discuss it later. It's also a means to get request. But sometimes it's the opposite way around. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam brings the Yisurim to a person, brings the Tzora to the person, in order to bring him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's the other way around. Normally you think you have a Tzora, and then you daven to get out of it. Really it's perhaps the other way around. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants you to get close to him. So how does he do? He puts you in a difficult situation, and a man realizes that he has to come unto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the tachlis of tefillah is that he should really become nearer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what we want. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that, about this inyan of tefillah. So there's a Sefer Ikrim, written by one of the Rishonim, the Sefer Ikrim. He asks, what is taka the inyan, this whole mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of tefillah, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's think like this, he says. If there is a gezeira that your man is going to get it anyhow, Hashem is going to give it to you, then you don't need tefillah. If you're going to get it now, you don't need tefillah. And if you're not going to get it, there's no gezeira, how can tefillah change what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has already decreed? And we know everything is midah k'neged midah. A man has decreed already what he earns and what he deserves, everything he's going to get. Otherwise, he's not going to get it. So if he's going to get it, he's going to get it anyhow. And if he's not going to get it, yeah, what's tefillah going to change? We're persuading somebody, beg, please change your decision. Is that going to change matters? So the truth is, the emes is, we do find such a midah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not going to be an answer for the whole problem, but there is such an inyan that even though there is a gzeira, that it's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has already been decreed that such a thing is going to happen, but the gezeira is only earned through a person through tefillah. Like Rashi says in Bereishis, by the rain, it says, Kilehimta Hashem Elikim ala Oretz. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam hasn't made yet the rain on the earth. Va'odam ayin lavoid es adomo. And Rashi learns, why my town? It's a continuation. Why has HaKadosh Baruch Hu not brought the rain yet? Because there's nobody who is there to work on the ground. And there's nobody who there, maki b'tevosen shel geshomim, who will realize the great toiv and the great chesed of the rain. So when a man comes and knows that there is a tzorech for rain, he'll daven for it, then the rain comes. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is ke'ilu, even the rain is a chelik of the Master Bereishis. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam waits till a man will appreciate it. He should come and daven for the rain, and then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will give it to him. So there is such a pattern that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has made already this gezeira, and this, and he sort of, yeah, and it's linked, we should say, to tefillah. But lechora, that's not in all cases yet. So that's not, it's not. Yeah, we also find such in this is written in the Sefer Yirah Hadas from the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva Zichrona Levracha, that the Yotzei is coming very soon. That when the Eden, it says in Parshas Nos, Parshas Bamidbar or Nosai, when the Eden saw Shas Matan Torah, the Degolim, how the Malachim were divided in different groups, they said, we also want the Degolim. So Rabbi Shimon says, yes, because you've asked for the Degolim, I'll give you also the Degolim. That was in Parshas Bamidbar, Degel Machne Yehuda, Degel Machne Frank, because they also wanted this type of groups together, each one with their own identity. So he asks that this gezeira was already made long b'shas Yaakov Avinu died. He said Reuven should carry me from this side, Reuven Shimon from this side, and Yehuda Yisachar Zvolun from this side, and that how they were going to camp in the Midbar. So it was all decided already. Yes, he says, yes, it was decided, but there still is a need to ask for it. Even things which are already decided already, you still have to ask for them, and you've got to recognize the Torah needs, and if you appreciate and you ask for something, then you will get it. But here in tefillah, there's another inyan of tefillah as well. And Rechaim Veloshin in the Nefesh HaChaim says, the Gemara says that in each bracha of Shemin Esra, a man can add in his private tefillahs. In Rafa'enu, you can daven for Cholim. In Baruch Aleinu, you can daven for Parnosa. In Re'evonyenu, you can daven for if somebody's running after you, somebody's getting, being rid of you, you can daven that. And so, every tefillah, you can put in your own supplication, that subject matter, which you can daven. So he asks, this is the same kasha which we asked Be'ezim Brei before. He says, how can a man sort of, he says, even though a man can be mechadish dor b'tfilosoi, he actually points it out, he says, that is not ke'ilu, the highest madrega for tzaddikim. He says, a moshel, somebody, chas v'shalom, is not well, and he goes to the doctor. Doctors, they give him a very strong treatment to cure a certain infection. Or chas v'shalom sometimes even has to cut a part away. So, is there any havamina that the patient will beg the doctor, please don't give me such a bitter medicine. Please have rachmon, don't cut this certain limb away. Please leave me alone about that. It doesn't make sense. The choler has asked him to heal him, and that's the healing process. So if we believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives everything, brings the Yisurim to be mechapa something, so it's all pshat, it's a cleansing process, it's all pshat, how the Ribbono Shel Olam has measured everything, this is exactly what our neshama needs. So why would Pesachism think, the tefillahs which Chazal fixed, yes, but why would a man daven in extra tefillahs? So this is it, that's the kasha which we're going to talk about. And then we can sort of divide the kasha in 3 points. This point is, how do we dare to question a Kodesh Baruch Hu's decision? The Rosh has decided this is the best thing which we need now for the Tikkun Ma'aneshama needs this. Why do we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change it? Question number one. Question number two, what is it going to help Keneged if the Ribbono Shel Olam has got his Cheshbonos? Question number three is, we find a lot of Shemoneh, a lot of Tefillah, talks about praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do we so much have the Tefillah that the Gimel Rishonos is all praise, Atah Gibor Gevurois, Kedushas Hashem, at the end as well, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's all this shvach and pesukadim? What's all this praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If we're just asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu something, how does all this praise come in? Says the Sefer Ikrim, the Yisoid in Tefillah is like this. Tefillah is not only, we're not only talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please change the gezeira. Tefillah is intended for the person to change him from his previous madrega. That is the purpose in our tefillah. Tefillah is meant to lift us up from our previous madriga and put us in a greater hakara, we should have a greater understanding in how HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules, and only Him rules every part of our life. So, and it's not at all, we're not at all questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitchila's decision was when we're in this madrega, this is the gzadin which Ribbono Shel Olam has made for our neshama. Once we lift ourselves up and we become more understanding in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hakara and how close we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we are already a different person. So we've changed ourselves. We haven't changed the gzera of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've changed ourselves. Once we change ourselves, so actually then there's a different now there's a different tikkun. Our neshama might not need it. So the Yisod of the Tefillah, he says, it's not like people just think I'm persuading only, I'm begging only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please change the decision. Yes, we are asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change the decision, but it's more than that. It's to change our hargosha and our understanding that how much more we understand that we're toile and we're dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is taka mesakan himself now that we don't need so much for Yisurim which we had. So if the man has changed, so then he doesn't, perhaps he's in a different level, he doesn't need any more the Yisurim. So that's why it's we've answered all these 3 points. We may daven, of course the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to get closer, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to daven. He wants us to lift ourselves up, a step higher, that we become closer and nearer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we recognize more his hanhaga and his leadership and his in every step of our lives. So now the Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore the tefillah can't help, because now we're a different person. Yesterday I was, before Shemoneh Esra I was on this person, I was on this level. After Shemoneh Esra, I'm on a different person now. I'm more recognized in a different, deeper understanding how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shelot and everything. So the tefillah will help. can help. And that's for the same reason why we talk about a lot about praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's all talking about the praise, the Sefer B'chol HaKadosh is talking about the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, helps a man to get to more recognize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and gives him more ability to shtay to higher and higher in his standing of HaKadosh, in his understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One sort of interesting point is how the tefillah all builds up. Psuka de Zimra is praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we come to Baruch Hu first, and then Shmoneh Esrei. We're getting closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I once heard a moshel, which after the war, where people, a lot of relations, lost contact with each other, and suddenly they heard, that actually one of my brother is still alive in America, and for years they hadn't seen each other. So as they get nearer, they're waiting more, the simcha grows, and until they meet the relation, that's the final simcha, how the simcha, they get closer and closer. So simis with tefillah also, it's an avoida and avoida, we're slowly building up our shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, starts with brochas, karbonas, psuk de zimmer, we're building up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're slowly getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, till we come to the Shmoneh Esrei, that is the, well, we say the proper part, the highest part in tefillah, when we're actually closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then actually, and then we daven. That's also very meduic in the Ramban. Famous Ramban, you've all heard it, Pasha's boy, where Ramban says, the kavonas of all the mitzvahs, that we should have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shehu baronah, that he created us. Vehi kavonas hayitzira, says the Ramban, that's the kavon of the whole world. She'ein lo nutam achay v'yitzira rishino. We don't have any other reason in the creation. Ve'ein le'elyoin v'tachnunim chefetz. The Rabbi Yishim has no interest in us. The man should know the Yodel Elikim Baroi. It's not enough that the Tachlis of the Ramban says the world is that we should save Bria Secha Nachnu. We have to know that the Rabbi Yishim Olam is created. So that's better than what he's saying. The Tachlis is that we should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all his Hanhogas. The question is like this, that all very good, this applies when a man is davening for himself. But what happens when a man goes to Odom Godel and says, please give me a brocha, daven for me. Yeah. So people go to brechas tzadikim, you go to Odom, you're davening for somebody else, anybody's davening for somebody else. Can we say in that case, so you ask somebody to daven, and his tefillah, you're answered. But you haven't changed through the tzadik's tefillah, or somebody else's tefillah. So how's that going to work? If the whole understanding is that tefillah works because we have now elevated ourselves a higher madrega, how can somebody else's tefillah help that we should be answered? So Rav Dessler says that as well. No, that here also helps. So the pshat is that if I caused and I'm the reason that the other person, the tzaddik, came to a higher madriga, so that is a schus which goes on my credit as well. And I also now have, I've also gone up in my level because I caused somebody to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you ask somebody to daven for you, or when you daven for somebody else, you've become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And his need, his request that you're davening for him has been a reason that you managed to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that schus goes, stands up for him as well, and that's why he gets answered as well. That's what Rav Dessler writes, explains it in Michtav Elio as well, and others say it as well. I heard the name of Rav Shimshon Pinkus. He says, as when you say, a man says, what's called, today I had a good, I haven't worked better than yesterday. What's that? A better tefillah? A better tefillah doesn't always mean, according to, doesn't always mean that I asked again, I requested again, and I asked again and again. A better tefillah means, according to this, a greater recognition in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you say, this tefillah was with less kavana, And this tefillah I had a better kavanah. A better kavanah according to this doesn't really mean that I really asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu for gain again and again. A better tefillah means that I, a better recognition in the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'll go a little bit to a bit of this, a bit of a long dish din. There's a very famous Reb Chaim, some of you might have known it already. Reb Chaim asks a stira, connect this as well to what we said before. Reb Chaim asks a stira in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tefillah. In Perek Yud, the Rambam writes that which broch on Shmoneh Esrei is it absolute important that you're machavan to understand Pirush HaMilos? And if you're not machavan Pirush HaMilos, you're not yoitzer. So the Rambam writes, it's the first bracha in Shmoneh Esrei which the kavon of the Pirush HaMilos is ma'akav. And if that's kind of very important. And if theoretically, you would have to daven again if you don't daven the first, if you weren't machavan the Pirush HaMilos. Lamaisa, we don't daven again because who says you'll be able to have kavana the second time? But the kavana of the Pirush HaMilos is ma'akev on the first brocha. The Rambam writes in Perek Dalet, there the Rambam doesn't seem to make any difference between the first brocha and the last brocha, because the Rambam says, kol tefillah she'ina b'kavana, eina tefillah. And if you daven b'le kavana, the Rambam says you should daven again. So he doesn't say anything, no difference between the first bracha, and no difference between all the brachas. He says, any tefillah without kavana, you should daven again. So Reb Chaim says, is mechadosh like this, that there's two types of kavana. The kavana of Pirush HaMilos of the words, that is only absolutely necessary in the first bracha. The other brachas, of course, it's ideally he should, but it wouldn't invalidate the tefillah. When says Reb Chaim, there's another kavana. And that's a kavana that when a man davens Shmoneh Esrei, he's oimid lifnei ha-melech, when you're standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Reb Chaim is mechadish, he said, this kavana, when a man davens Shmoneh Esrei, he's oimid lifnei ha-melech, that is absolutely ma'akev in the whole time of Shmoneh Esrei. That's a great, that means that dreaming off and not understanding the words, you might get away with it, as long as you are still with the, you've still got this frame of mind in front of you that you're still aiming at the Amelah. So according to that, we can understand also why is so important this aiming lifnei Amelah according to what we said before, because the part of tefillah is to recognize that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this oimed lifnei ha-melech is ma'akev. It's absolutely necessary in the whole tefillah, because the whole tefillah is to recognize that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the same that if you're oimed lifnei ha-melech, so that sort of connects that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And actually, I want to tell you, I had a bit of a raya to Reb Chaim. Perhaps, you know, I thought it's a raya from Reb Chaim. I had a ha'ara in Hilchos Tefillin. In Hilchos Tefillin, it says that we know Tefillin, you're not allowed to be Messiah Das in Tefillin. But does it mean that every minute you have to think I have Tefillin on me? It's a big machalikas Rishonim, yeah? And most Rishonim, the Rashba holds, you don't have to think every minute when I'm wearing Tefillin that I'm thinking I'm conscious I'm wearing Tefillin. The main thing is not to talk different Dvarim B'Teilim and sort of say things which are bizoyan to Tefillin. So the Mishibura, nevertheless, he says in Siman Mem Dalet, you've got the Gimel, Mitzvah min Amuvcha, the best mitzvah is, Shidate Tomid ala Tefillin. You should always be aware that he's wearing Tefillin. Lo yaseach date mehem, Zulas b'sha'as ha-Tefillah v'alimud. Besides, when you're learning, you don't have to think about the tefillin, and besides, when you're davening, because if you think on tefillah and limud, so that's enough. So we can understand it. Perhaps either the pshat is it's not necessary to think about it in learning, because you're learning, and the tefillah perhaps so that itself is automatically you're concerned about the tefillin, or the pshat is perhaps because when you're learning, and when you're davening. Then that would perhaps disturb the concentration of the davening. That's why you shouldn't think about the tefillah. You don't have to think about the tefillah. But the interesting thing is, when the kitzer, Shulchan Aruch, brings this halacha down, he says, Kol zman shat tefillin olav leisich datoi, chutz mishas shmoinesra, the Talmud Torah. He's medayik. And he says, the rest of davening, you should be aware of I'm wearing tefillin the whole time. But only know when I'm davening shmoinesra, then I shouldn't think about the tefillin. So if the pshat is, yeah, in the kids, I'm with that, the kids, he says, only shmoinesra. If the pshat is that when you're davening, you're not allowed, when you're davening, the pshat is you automatically feel that you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the difference between Shmuel Esra and the rest of davening? So I think this is perhaps a raya to Reb Chaim's Yisoid, that because Shmuel Esra is this kavona of Reb Chaim, which he said, you always, every bit Shmuel Esra, you're imid lifnei HaMelech. So therefore, if it's a contradiction, if I think about anything else, because I have to kielu, always imagine I'm standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I can't think about my tefillin at the moment. Because at that time, it's a sort of taking away from my kavana oimed lifnei HaMelech. The rest of davening, where there's no chivda oimed lifnei HaMelech, then you should talk and think about the tefillin. But when it comes to learning, well, learning, you've got to concentrate on what you're saying. If you can think about the tefillin the whole time, you can't concentrate on the learning. And the same seems to be when you're davening Shmuel Esra, because Shmuel Esra has this vital ma'akel kavana oimed lifnei HaMelech, so that's why you shouldn't think about the tefillin. Efshe, that's the shaykh, so it would be a raya to Reb Chaim. So even though we've said that the highest aim in tefillah, and that's taka, we should know the aim of the tefillah is to get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it's important to clarify is there's the actual, how should we say, the action of the mitzvah, and there's the tachlis of the mitzvah. For example, the Mishibura brings, it's brought down from the Arizal, hoy mispal ketinik ben yoim. The mode of tefillah, the Arizal davened like a baby boy. Now, a baby boy doesn't think of how getting closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. A baby just begging of Kodesh Baruch Hu, give me a bit of milk, help me, give me what I need. So the mode of tefillah should taka be that we're davening for our requests. That is taka how the tzura of tefillah. But we have to know that there's a higher aim behind this than that to eventually reach. Why am I asking you my requests? Because you are the Baal Yecheles and the Baal and the Memshol and everything. So the reason why I'm asking you is because you're everything. So that's the tefillah, asking the request should bring us to a higher level. But we don't have the whole time arrangement bring us to a higher level. We're davening Refa'enu, heal us. We're davening Sabeinu Mitzvecho, give us Panosa. We're davening Riva Reveinu, see our pains. But we have to, it should bring us to Ki Goel Chosokoto and Ki Refi Chinamoto. So to sum up, Avada, the mode of the tefillah, the nusach of the tefillah is we're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu, please help us, give us all what we need. And forget the Brinshon wants us to daven and ganid. But we have to remember that even if we were to somehow realize, it's not possible to know that this tefillah wouldn't be answered, but there's always a tachlis in getting nearer and nearer to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just to finish off with on what we started, a parah hikriv, and the tachlis of the tefillahs, the tachlis of a parah was to bring the Eden closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Brinsha wants us to, when we turn to our Kodesh Baruch Hu in fast for our needs, we're automatically getting closer to Him. But the big chiddush is that after the Eden with davening, the Rosh Hashanah says, "Matitz akilai, dabel bnei Yisrael v'yiso." What are you davening for? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, tell the Eden they should travel. What do you mean what you're davening for? That was the davening, that was all tachlis of everything, of davening. That was all tachlis, the ring didn't come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is they saying, don't daven v'yiso? The answer is that, yes, true tefillah is the tachlis of bringing closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But some, to bring the munah. But there are sometimes when even a greater level of hakara in the Rabbeinu Shalom is required. And here, the Yidden were in Eistzara as well. They were just kind of beginning to lift themselves out from being different to the Mitzrayim. So the Rabbeinu Shalom said, yes, I want you to daven. But after you daven, I want you to show that you are believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're relying on me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here, we'd actually need an act of demonstration to show that you're relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's that they should go into... They should definitely go into the sea. And this is, I heard this B'Shem Rebitzel Berkovich. He said that the two Yom Tovim of Pesach, the first day Yom Tov, Yitzias Mitzrayim, is Emunah, shows the the how the Ribbono Shel Olam changed all the nature, everything was upside down, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the only ruler in everything. The next day, the last day of Pentecost, Shvi Shel Pesach. What's Shvi Shel Pesach? That's the Bitochen. Showing up at a greater level, how showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu with an action that the Yidden were prepared, it looked from all sides. All sides it was finished. Mitzri behind, Yam Suf in front, Midbar here. And the Ribbono Shel Olam said, no, Yishiyah, I'll help you from everything. So that is, the Yidden should even go higher from a Madrega to Bitochen. So we're all shtayim in our tefillahs. And daven like the Risa's Ketimit Ben Yoimit, but with the aim to get closer and closer to Shmorach, Shmorach, all the fillers of Klal Yisrael.